Independence, huh? Independence. We are more dependent than independent, I guarantee. But we've come that day again. I didn't wear this because it was 4th of July or anything. It's just one Betty had iron hung up in the closet. That's the kind of way I dress, is whatever she hangs up there, I put it on. We live in a nation that certainly would seem like it has been blessed of the Lord. Sometimes what we think blessing, though, is a curse. We have a little problem with that. Sometimes deciphering one from the other one, but Lord has blessed this nation with prosperity and, for the most part, freedom, which made me reflect again upon how this nation has gone astray. In my years, I'm old enough to have seen a lot of things go by. John come up this weekend. He brought some pens and stuff from our plumber's local union. I would have 59 years in that plumbing trade. By now, he reminded me again how long it's been. But anyway, that's beside the point. But I've been around long enough to see things deteriorate so much that it's almost you can't hardly believe how it was. And the Lord give us Israel for an example to look at. And I think we do well sometimes to look at. We in our nation have come to believe that it is Christian nation, that's what they call it. And certainly we're far from that, but it's general consensus that God is well pleased with this nation, that they're doing everything pretty much right. And we hit a little bump every once in a while, and we get another president, or these things change a little bit. It's still the same consensus, and it's not any different than Israel. Forever, Israel was relying upon their blood relation, and they forgot God. Well, the Lord is going to take care of us. He promised us he would. But he always puts a condition. It's always that if. In it, and sometimes we need to be reminded that that if is there, always conditions. Well, if you do this and you do that, then you'll be blessed. Israel is that way, was that way, is that way. The promise wasn't taken away from them. They still had the promise, but they were relying upon their, like I said, blood relation in that they were blessed of the Lord. Well, going to give you the land. They still warring over the land. But Israel and we have pretty much decided that, well, the Lord is going to be for us, our nation. And Israel had the same idea. So go with me this morning to the 11th chapter of the book of Ezekiel for a few verses here. I guess in the 13th verse, and it came to pass when I prophesied that Pelonithai, the son of Benaniah, died. Then I fell down upon my face and cried with a loud voice and said, Ah, Lord God, wilt thou make a full end of the remnant of Israel? This is a dark day here. Lord had already sent Jeremiah to the people of Israel, and he'd prophesied to them for some 35 years or so that destruction was coming ill. You don't keep the law in the spirit of the law. They were keeping it in their hands, but not in their hearts. They were offering up all the sacrifices, doing all those things, but not from the heart. And they had turned from God, and their worship had went from one of worship unto one of denial. And God is bound unto us. That's what we think also in our nation. He's bound unto us to bless us. Because we have a worship going on in our land that would seem to be godly. But because that we are so ignorant in our land of the laws of God, we are mistaken. And Jeremiah's preaching and Ezekiel's visions were the same thing. What Paul began with. They come up on the scene with the same message. Repent. If you do this, if you keep my laws, then I'm going to bless you. But they omitted that and said, well, God is bound to bless us because we are the chosen people. And we too think that we are the chosen people in our land today. We look around us, all the rest of the world is in absolute turmoil. But is this a blessing or is it a cursing? But there's always place. In all the turmoil, in all this world, there's always the place of the sanctuary. And God is always there, calling to his people. Not in error, not the people in error, but the people that are righteous. They always have a sanctuary. Paul's talking about Moses earlier and then the Lord leading them out. And the cloud by day to keep the heat of the sun off of them, and they had everything. Wasn't even having to work, was it? Just move along. When the Lord moved, move. But they were always turning back. Now, when the last of the princes or the leaders, what Ezekiel has seen here, he's died. No more spiritual leadership in the land. They've completely void of all godliness. It looks like. But there's always a remnant. But Ezekiel is beginning to wonder, is he going to even destroy the remnant? It's pretty bleak. Verse 14 said, and again the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, thy brethren, even thy brethren, the men of thy kindred, and all the house of Israel holy, are they unto whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said, Let get ye far from the Lord unto us? Is this land given in possession? Well, Lord, he can't do nothing to us. We just go on way we want to go and not look back. Therefore say, tell them this, thus saith the Lord God, although I have cast them far off among the heathen, and though I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. Lord's always there, coming to the Lord. The invitation's always there. The door's open. Come. There's always that sanctuary. Well, right in the midst of all the wickedness and sinfulness and all the things that are going on, there is still a sanctuary where man can go and find some peace and safety. That's what sanctuary is. Place of peace and safety. And it's always there, wherever. Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where ye have been scattered. And I will give you the land of Israel. Promise still there. You know what? Their inheritance was always with them at this sanctuary. Never removed. The promise is eternal. And it's sure. And no matter where God's people are, they have inherited land. Meek's going to inherit the earth. A place of rest in the middle of all the controversy that's going on. And they shall come thither, and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof, and all the abominations thereof from thence. And I'll give them one heart. I'll put a new spirit within you. Why is that? Because these Lord's going to have to do it. They've been doing all these other things with their hands. All these things have I done since my youth. Well, you like one more. Got to be done from the heart and not from the hand. Now give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes. Now, it's the only way you're going to do it. It's always if other than this. Oh, if you do this, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them, they shall be my people and I'll be their God. But as for them whose heart walketh after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations, I will recompense their way upon their own heads, saith the Lord God. This is another promise. Yeah, they want to claim promise. Get a hold of this one. They didn't have any hold on God. He is going to move wherever he will. Then did the cherubims lift up their wings and the wheels beside them, and the glory of God of Israel was over them above. He has lifted up. And the glory of the Lord went up from the midst of the city and stood upon the mountain, which is on the east side of the city. This was supposed to be in the holy city. We call it today, we still won't call it the holy city, but nothing holy there. It wasn't holy then. They had turned it into an unholy place. There wasn't any sanctuary there. He left the city, and the very heart of it, the temple, is destroyed. Afterwards, the Spirit took me up and brought me in a vision by the Spirit of God into Chaldea to them of the captivity. So the vision that I had seen went up from me. But he had seen all these things in the spirit. But he never left out there. He was still there. But in the midst of all that, the Spirit had taken him up to show him the glory that was there before. And I spake unto them of the captivity all the things that the Lord had showed me. So here he is, following up on Jeremiah's preaching. And in the midst of all of that, there was still hope and a sanctuary and a comfort in the midst of it. The Lord always provides for his people. With we little old group here this morning, gathered here in our sanctuary, outside of the world, in our sanctuary. And it's good. In Psalms 132, Lord, remember David in all his afflictions, how he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed, not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord, a sanctuary where he may dwell, and an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephratah. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacle. We will worship at his footstool. That's when the Lord does that work. Upon him, arise, O Lord, into thy rest. Thou the ark of thy strength, that thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy for thy servant David's sake. Turn not away the face from thine anointed. Lord has sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. But it didn't mean that he wasn't going to chastise them if they went wrong. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation. Their saints shall shout aloud for joy. For there will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. So there's always a sanctuary for the people of the Lord. David wanted to build a house, but the Lord built the house. And it's always a place for the people of God to come and worship before him. Oh, the tabernacle's always there and open. All we got to do is come. In Psalms 32, then a little reading there. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silent, my bones waxed old, So my rowing all day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me, my moistures turned into drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place, the sanctuary. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with mine eye. Be thou not as a horse or as a mule which have no understanding. That's about where we've come today, let me tell you. Whose mouth must be held in with a bit and bridle unless they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in the heart. For the Lord is our sanctuary.
Sounds like the preservation of the saints to me. Isn't amazing? In one way, in another way, not so amazing at all, at least it shouldn't be, that the Almighty God, the Sovereign of the universe, who keep his people, and if we can believe that, as we believe that, so is our peace and our joy. And as we doubt it, so also is our calamities that arise. Oh, Lord, I believe, right? But help thou my unbelief. He that keepeth my law is in perfect peace, right? Lord, help us.